on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Now we start with the Irish Times, and the government in a fresh row over the wording of the referendum. This is a piece by Arthur Beasley, which says that the government is embroiled in a new referendum row after internal files suggest that the care amendment wording was chosen to avoid a concrete and mandatory obligation on the state. So these are the release of records from the Department of Finance, which prompted no campaigner Senator Michael McDougall to yesterday accuse the coalition of misleading voters before the care and family referendums were rejected a week ago. And however, that charge was rejected by the Minister for Equality, Roderick O'Gorman. And in among these notes to the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, officials contrasted the strive wording with proposals which were not accepted for reasonable measures to provide care. In summary, this option, the note says, is intended to avoid a concrete and mandatory obligation to provide support as opposed to previous reasonable measures language. So more fallout from the referendums, which were a week ago today. And also on the front of the Irish Times, a task force calls for tailored Garda security for politicians. This is a piece by Jennifer Bray. And tailored security services should be provided by Gardaí to politicians, while the Oireachtas should set up a new social media monitoring unit. And this is an unpublished report by the former Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan has found. So Ms O'Sullivan was appointed last year to lead a cross-party task force designed to address the safety of politicians following reporting about the scale of abuse faced by politicians during the course of their work. And this is in particular female politicians. And the Red Cross also warning about the rental policy for Ukrainians, which came in yesterday. Ukrainians now getting just €39 a week in social welfare payments. This is new Ukrainians coming into the country. And then they also can stay in state accommodation for 90 days and then they have to find somewhere else to live. So that's the Irish Times. The front of the Irish Independent, divers arrested as global drugs pipeline smashed. So Gardaí have arrested 10 people. This is this operation in Cork. And those detained includes Irish, Spanish, Dutch and UK nationals, as Gardaí believe an international drugs pipeline has been smashed and Gardaí fear drug shipments may have been hidden underwater at locations off the southwest coast until a gang believed it was safe to bring them to land. And motorists facing 4 more hikes in fuel prices. So the government accused of trying to punish motorists after it emerged that they could face 4 hikes in the cost of petrol and diesel over the next 12 months. So looking ahead now to the Irish Examiner. And they are leading with that story in Cork as well. 10 held in West Cork drug swoop. So 10 men still in custody following that operation in throughout West Cork yesterday. And it was triggered by suspected drug smuggling operations at a remote pier. So they go into a bit more detail. The suspects are arrested at various locations near Skibbereen and they're being held in various Garda stations for questioning. And the Examiner also going with that attack in Tralee yesterday. A woman has been brought to hospital after being stabbed and sexually assaulted in an apparent random attack in an apartment. And Garda sources telling the Irish Examiner that it was the stuff of nightmares. So it was a Main Street apartment complex in Tralee, which is a popular residence for students of the Munster Technological University in Kerry. And it happened at around 9 o'clock yesterday. The man broke into the apartment at around 9 o'clock yesterday before subjecting the woman who was in her 20s to what has been described as a harrowing ordeal. And a suspect, an Irish national thought to be in his 30s, was arrested at lunchtime, and the scene in Tralee Town Centre remained cordoned off last night. The Irish Daily Mail running an exclusive And they're saying that the search for the Tomb baby's DNA, so an international appeal hopes to locate relatives from around the globe. This is an exclusive from Aisling Maloney. So this international appeal will be launched to find relatives of those buried in Tomb who may have been illegally adopted or emigrated. And the director of the excavation at the site of the former mother and baby home in Tomb has said that his office will try to make contact with people as far away as Canada and Australia to get DNA samples to match with the remains uncovered. So tens of thousands of children are believed to have been illegally adopted from mother and baby homes, often without the consent of the birth mothers. So that exclusive, and there's plenty of coverage inside the Daily Mail of that story as well. A few cases from the courts leading the red tops. So this one in the Irish Daily Mirror, the headbutt on Roy Keane was described to have been in self-defence. So a man accused of headbutting soccer legend Roy Keane is claiming he acted in self-defence. Scott Law, a 43-year-old man, is alleged to have assaulted the former Republic of Ireland captain in a confrontation at the Emirates Stadium during an Arsenal match last September, and he denies one charge of assault. And in the Irish Sun, they're going with the story of dad on knife kidnap charge. So this is a dad has appeared in court charged with the false imprisonment of a woman he allegedly threatened with a knife. So this is 40-year-old Carl O'Reilly with an address in Granard in County Longford. And Bray District Court heard yesterday that he told the woman he would stab her and bury her body. And it was also told that he locked her in his van and made her go to the toilet in it before she was freed. And Carl O'Reilly denies all of the charges. He was refused bail and remanded in custody. And in the Star, Charlie Bird, there was a memorial service for the former RTE broadcaster in the Mansion House yesterday. And there's plenty of coverage on the front of the papers and inside all of the papers. There's loads of coverage. All the stars from RTE were out, the likes of Miriam O'Callaghan, Joe Duffy, who described him as a very close friend, and George Lee as well. And just moving to some of the stories inside the papers. So young men, 5 times more likely to watch porn than any young woman. This is page 5 of the Irish Times. This is an ESRI report. Virgin Media to hike prices of its broadband and TV services. And that's a story that the Indo is running. Could be an increase of 48 euro a year to take effect. And in the Daily Mirror today, it's a fight. It's the biggest fight of my life. It's an interview with an Irish MMA fighter, Ryan Curtis, who suffered life-altering injuries from his hospital bed after having emergency surgery. And just two more. The Daily Telegraph, with everything going on with William and Kate, they've somehow managed to make it about Meghan. Meghan turns to jam for some extra bread. She launches an online commercial lifestyle venture promoting homeware and preserves. And there's also a couple more stories on in that about William and Kate and the ongoing scandal there. And one last one, AI nudes of top stars up for grabs. So Margot Robbie is one of the Hollywood icons to have AI nudes for sale on eBay without her consent, according to the Irish Daily Star.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.